You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has been open for an hour and 10 minutes. So this is the slightly later than usual opening with Nick Kunze from Sanlam Private Wealth, which is a good thing, Nick, because we can incorporate the London people who come in and mess about with our markets occasionally.
Yes, good morning, Lindsay. Yeah, and positive. A positive Friday. 0.7 up on the DAX.
Very good.
Solid start. Wasn't called that high up, but it's positive. The S&P minis are indicating another new record for the S&P.
Yeah.
We've got a solid day on the top 40, almost 0.74% higher. And if we currently finish where we are, I do believe we'll be on track for a nice weekly gain. And that's good. That's
very good.
Good start here.
Very good indeed. A new record becomes a broken record, but long may that broken record continue to play. Let's have a look at the spot markets just so we can contextualize what you've just said. The dollar rand is 14.36, the British pound against the rand 18.80, and the euro rand is 15.99. Euro dollar is 1.1135, which is barely changed from last night. Last night in the United States, goodness me, the Dow Jones. I don't know what's going on there. But I do, actually, because it was up 267 points, or 0.9%, to 29,297. Quite extraordinary. S&P, and that was a record high. A record high on the S&P, up 0.8% to 3,317, we'll call it. The Nasdaq, an all-time record high, up 1.1% to 9,357. These numbers are mind-boggling. People are creating wealth. Hopefully, that wealth will go into the right places. And it's green across the board in Europe on the opening exchanges and also in the Far East. On the commodities markets, I've got the gold price. It's up $3 to $15.55. The platinum price is $10.14.5, up $9.5. The Brent crude oil price is $65.35. I always look forward to this moment because you're going to tell me what platinum is doing.
Oh, it's a bit muted, but it is a record high. Palladium up 0.25%, $6 at $2,320, which now brings its move to 21% year to date.
Yeah, we were talking to David Shapiro last night, the three of us, and or the two of us rather. And when you look at the graph, it's looking a little bit too spiky for most people's liking.
Yeah, it's a little bit gone, as they say, parabolic. But, you know, the guys in South Africa, as you always say, they dig that stuff out the ground. The like of Neil Froman, who made that massive acquisition with for Sibanye in North America and Canada, laughing all the way to the bank. It looks like an absolute stroke of genius because this palladium price, which is, as you know, the byproduct of what they get out the ground with platinum, is certainly single-handedly, besides the latest spike in platinum over 1,000. I mean, the palladium has been the story driving these guys for last year. And, yeah, as you said, long may it last.
Yes. Well, in the future, I think next year, the PR people are probably sitting down, well, this year, the PR people and the marketing and advertising people at Impala Platinum will be saying, what do we change our name to? Because we're not Platinum anymore. We are a PGM basket. You can't call it Impala basket.
Exactly.
I mean, it will happen.
Impala mining, Impala whatever, but it's definitely, it's far more than Impala Platinum.
Okay, let's have a look at this one now, because retail has been in focus this week with a couple of trading updates and also the interest rate cut yesterday. This morning at 7.05 South African time, Mr. Price Group Limited came out with a trading update for the 13 weeks ended 28th of December. In other words, peak spending season. The share price not reacting as well as one might have expected.
No, look, I mean, I put a comment out as soon as it sort of broke through. I sent a note out saying, well, it looks okay. I mean, it doesn't look that too sort of end of the world stuff. 3% growth during the period, as you said, right in slap bang during the Black Friday trading period, 3% up. I think there was a little bit of concern. They said there might be a little bit of margin pressure. You know, that word that the retailers use, which we don't like to see. You want to keep those margins chunky, but it seems to be a little margin pressure coming in. And then also, I think it needs to be, Lindsay, put into context with the fact that Mr. Price is up 30-odd rand from its last trading statement. So it actually had a bit of a decent bounce. It was suppressed for a while, came up with some positive earnings, stock reacted accordingly. I think it had one of its biggest one-day bounces in a while. And maybe this is a bit more of, buy the rumor, sell the news. We know they're getting back on track. Their apparels, I believe, were not as good as expected. The market, selling off in kind. But in context of the fact that it's still up quite nicely over the last of the 6 months.
Let me put my glasses on and read the first paragraph. Just to back up what you've just said, it says, during the third quarter, 29th of September 2019 to 28th of September of the same year, of the financial year, ending the 28th of March, the group recorded growth in retail sales and other income of 3.5% to 7.4 billion over the corresponding period in the prior year. Yeah, 3.5%. What's the inflation rate? Around about the same.
Also it must be, we sort of had a good sort of drill down quickly through these numbers in our morning meeting. I'm just looking at my notes here, which was quite interesting. So, I mean, forward PE of Mr. Price of almost 17 times. Put that in context with something like a Truers that trades on a forward PE of 8. So I think that is also a concern. As much as we like Mr. Price, it's not cheap. And it's not cheap compared to its peers either. So when you do come out, as you said, with numbers of 3.5% growth on a PE of 16, it just seems a little bit rich for me. And the market, I think, agrees as well, looking at the share price down 4%.
The interest rate move won't have much of an impact on the company because it says here cash sales were up 4.1%, and that constitutes 85.2% of total sales. Credit sales grew by 0.2%. So obviously the people that are going there and paying cash have got a relief on their credit cards and mortgages and that sort of thing. But it's a cash retailer. Let's move now from cheap T-shirts, good quality T-shirts, but cheap T-shirts, to very, very good quality and terribly expensive watches, because Compagnie Financière Richemont has come out with its trading update for the third quarter ended 31st of December 2019. The share price up quite smartly.
Yes. Richemont. Surprisingly better. I think people were concerned about, obviously, a huge chunk of the earnings and that their revenue is derived out of the Far East, I think it's north of 40% now, and a big chunk coming out of Hong Kong. And we all know what's happening in Hong Kong. You don't have to turn on the TV to see what's happening there. But yes, as expected, not a great story out of that part of the world. But, and this is where the big but comes in, certainly decent numbers out of growth in Europe and the Americas. Growth in Europe, I think I saw close to almost double digits, and sales at 4% compared to exchange rates. But the only concern was the online wasn't great. But in general, I think they're pretty decent. I mean, really offsetting any sort of bad news of the Far East, looks like Europe is, and that ties into the theme, I think, that Europe is certainly bottoming out in a lot of its sectors of its economy. Anyway, Richemont, a direct reflection of that.
Very good. Richemont, a proud South African company that has really just become global. And it's just amazing, the way that certain South African businessmen can do well overseas, and certain of them cannot. Let's have a look at the big movers on the JSE today, because I've just refreshed my screen and I see Richemont is at the top of the gainers list, which is up 5.6%. Really, really good move. Kumba Iron Ore up nearly 3%. Coronation up 2%. Sibanye up 2%. And Royal Bafokeng again makes the top five, up 1.75%. On the downside, Mr. Price down 4. Sogo Sun down 3.4%. Massmart down 2.8. Woolies down 2.75%. It's broken back down below 50 Rand per share. And Truworths, another retailer, down 2.4%. So there was a brief flurry when everyone loved the retailers and everyone said, what are you talking about? I haven't got any money. I don't go out spending anymore. Let's sell these things.
Yeah, that retail sales number that was either the Monday or Tuesday, and it sort of caught everyone a little bit, because it actually was, at a headline number, it was almost double what we expected. It was a good number. And we saw retailers bouncing. We saw even the banks, the financial sector, had a really decent Monday and the Tuesday. Maybe as the days progressed, it's a bit of reality setting, Lindsay, saying, we've still got our challenges in South Africa. We are still slowing. And as much as and then you got obviously the Reserve Bank yesterday coming out and being quite sanguine, I think, about it was almost like a reluctant cut. And then David and you and I were speaking last night saying, well, it is hardly going to move the needle, this quarter point. And I think reality is, and then of course you get this morning with Mr. Price out with their numbers, and 3.5% growth is really not going to change the world. So a bit of reality setting, and there's our challenges ahead of us with, certainly with the South African consumer.
Okay, after 1 hour and 20 minutes of trading, please give us the indices, the prevailing indices prices, please.
Okay, so within the first hour, we have all share up nicely, 0.62%. As I said in the intro, putting us on target to have a nice gain for the week. 58,579, the number there. And the top 40, 0.69% up, or 357 points at 52,323. And drilling down into each sector, we have consumer on cyclicals is a bit of a drag, down 0.35. But overall, looking very positive. Energy shares up 1.15%. Basic materials up 0.8%, even healthcare up 0.5%, and the financials squeezing back a quarter point higher. So much better looking tape, as they say.
Very good indeed. Nick Kunze, thank you very much for your time this morning. That was the opening with Nick Kunze from Sanlam Private Wealth. He'll be back at 5 o'clock with the 5 o'clock shadow. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.